Whether you know it or not, you are in two cycles right now. You are either in a cycle of prosperity or you are in a cycle of disparity. And I talk about this all the time, but I would be remiss if I didn't put this on this CD. I want you all to understand this because this is so important for black people to understand this one thing. You are in a cycle of prosperity and disparity right now, whether you know it or not. Now, I'm going to help you determine which cycle that you're in. If you cannot pay your bills on time, if you are afraid to answer your phone because you are afraid that it may be a creditor, if you are not happy with your life, if you are robbing Peter to pay Paul, if you're going to friends for loans and all that, you're overdrawn at the bank, if you don't have any money saved, you are in a cycle of disparity. You are in despair, my friend, for money, for joy, for happiness, for peace of mind. Because it's impossible to have any of that stuff when you're in a cycle of disparity. Now, if you are able to pay your bills on time, if you are living within your means, you have money in the bank, you got investment accounts that are productive investment accounts to have, you are in a cycle of prosperity. Okay? Now, if you're in a cycle of disparity, there's a way for you to get to prosperity. Okay? But there are things that you're going to have to do in order for that to happen. And just don't think just because if you're in prosperity that you can never go to disparity, because I've seen it happen. For those of you who are in prosperity, yeah, there are things you have to do to stay in prosperity. Okay? So, for those of you who are unhappy here and you're in a cycle of disparity, there is hope for you. There is a compound that will break down the oil and water so that you can get from disparity to prosperity. Okay? And it's just a few things you need to do. And again, the funny thing about all this stuff I'm telling y'all is that, you know, it really doesn't cost you any money to do anything I'm telling you to do. Okay? So, now, here's what you need to be doing right now. Okay? You need to have a made-up mind. Okay? You may not have a problem with making the necessary changes in theory. But if you do not have a made-up mind that you're going to change, then you will not be able to put those necessary changes into practice. So, you might have a, you know, attitude that, hey, look, hey, you know, I'm going to make some changes. I don't want to be in disparity after hearing that. I realize where I am. But you know what? It ain't going to make no difference if you don't have a made-up mind. Okay? You need to formulate your own financial plan. Okay? The road to financial success has many different paths. Some people decide to make bigger sacrifices than others, and it works for them. The key thing to remember is to create your own financial plan that is tailored to your lifestyle. Following someone else's plan can lead you down the path of frustration instead of prosperity. I mean, build a plan for yourself. You know you better than anybody else. I say it all the time. You'll be the best financial advisor you ever have. Okay? You need to be realistic with your goals. You know, create goals that you know that you can reach easily. You know, this will give you more confidence to go further with your wealth building process. I mean, don't sit up and say, I'm going to save, you know, $500 a month. That's, you know, and if you don't really have that to save, I mean, say you're going to save $50 a month. Do that for a while. If you can do that, then move up to $100. You know, baby step with it, but be realistic. Okay, next thing, you need to set a time frame for reaching your goals. Okay, I don't care if it takes you 10 years to reach a goal. All I care about is that you reach them. And I think that's just self-explanatory. The next thing you do is you need to write down each goal and the day that you plan to have it reached. Okay? You know, post that goal sheet in a place that you can see it daily. You know, because this will remind you of what you're supposed to be focusing on. Okay? Next thing is be committed to building wealth. And that's a problem with that we have in black communities, that nobody's committed to building wealth. Okay? We're committed to spending, but we're not committed to building wealth. Make sure that everything that you do is centered around building wealth. Stay away from the things that will take you off your wealth building path. Now, for women, it's a little bit, you know, hard to do because your girlfriends want to go shopping and all that. And I'm just telling you that you need to really separate yourself from that, because none of them are going to pay your bills for you when you get behind. That's why you're in disparity now. The next thing is you got to make sacrifices. In order to build wealth, you're going to have to give up something to get something. Okay, that's just bottom line. That means that, you know, if you got this expensive cable, you may need to cut that service in half. You can still have it, but maybe you need to go to a smaller package so you can have money that you can save. Change your phone services around so you can have money, you know, so you can invest. So that's all you got to do. And the last thing is, and this is what seems to elude so many black people when it comes to investing, take action. You know, do not wait until that so-called right time to make changes in your finances. There is no such thing as a perfect time to really do anything. Take action and get aggressive about your finances. You know, take action. Don't sit there and wait for it to happen. Let it happen. You know, make it happen for you. Now, for those of you, you know, who are in a cycle of prosperity and, you know, you want to stay in a cycle of prosperity, let me tell you, here's a few things that you can do with that. Okay, you need to build an emergency fund with at least 6 months of income. Okay, because with the current job market being the way it is, if you lost your job, it could literally take you up to 6 months, even a year now, you know, to get another job. So make sure you have a reserve. Okay, you know, you need to obtain long-term care insurance. You can call any insurance provider and they'll have it. If you get the book Estate Planning, that actually talks what explains what long-term care is if you don't know about it. You know, this will save you. If you ever need some type of help, inpatient care or something like that, it'll cover that cost because medical bills will see you broke. That's just a prevention thing. Invest 10% of your monthly income. Take 10% off the top. I mean, you paid your tithes in church, for those of you who do that, so pay yourself, okay, 10%, and invest that money, okay, into the stock market. You know, pay off all your credit card debt. The one thing that'll take you down the quickest is having debt. That'll prevent you from being wealthy, so get rid of all that, okay, and set realistic financial goals. Like I said earlier, you got to baby step towards those goals. Don't borrow money from friends. If you do that, you're going to wind up ruining a good friendship, okay? And there's no need to do that. Do without. Okay? Share your knowledge of investing with your children. You know, take time and teach your kids about balancing a checkbook and how to budget their money. What that'll do is that'll keep you on point, too, because they're going to expect you to do the same thing. And the last thing is, and I say this as frankly as I say anything else, you got to marry the right person. You got to marry somebody going your way. You know, you can't be a saver and marry a spender because y'all gonna get into it. Find somebody that's going your way, and that way y'all both agree that it's saving your money and investing your money is the right thing to do, you know, for the family and for you all in the long term. Okay, now if you want to avoid the cycle of disparity, don't loan money to friends, because that's the worst investment you can ever make. Okay, because they won't pay you back, and if, like I said, you just wind up, you know, ruin the friendship. Next thing is live within your means. Don't live for nobody else. Live within your means. If all you can afford is a 3-bedroom house, but it looks good, it's still, you know, it provides a shelter for you, then get that. Don't go out and spend $500,000 or whatever on a house and got rooms in it you don't even go in. Okay, create a new spending pattern and stick to it. I mean, you know what? We get so accustomed to spending money every week on this and that. Change all that around. Change your lunch pattern. Take a lunch some days. You know, do things differently. When you go to the grocery store, don't just, I mean, I said to somebody, they thought I was crazy. I said, I only go to the grocery store once a month. They couldn't believe it and asked me, why do I do that? I said, because if I keep going back, I'll keep spending more money. In other words, if I run out of salt and I go down there to get some salt, I'll see something else I need to get. And I wind up spending, instead of spending a dollar, I wind up spending $20. So that's something for me that worked for me. I changed that, and you can do it too. You know, next thing, take action and invest your money. Again, don't be knowledge on ice. You know, get on fire with this knowledge and with your plan and take action. Create your plan and then work your plan starting right now. And the last thing is don't create any new debt. If you pay your credit card bills off, don't create no more new debt. Be done with it. Get tired of allowing all these things to bring you down, okay? Those are things that will get you in a cycle of disparity very quickly, and it will see you out of prosperity, okay? So make sure that you understand that you're in one of these cycles, cycle of prosperity or cycle of disparity. I hope you found out which cycle that you're in. I hope to God that this presentation has really helped you, because I know I've been helped just sitting up here going through everything. But understand this, and I'll say this in closing, and that's that You were born with the capability of being rich. If you are not rich, it is because you have not made up your mind to be rich. It is out there for you. There's no white person stopping you from getting it. It's out there. The only person stopping you is you. And you need to own up to that, and you need to get active and take some action and do what you're supposed to be doing with your finances. And if not for you, do it for your children. I mean, you got two things you can leave behind. You can leave behind wealth, or you can leave behind debt. And I can tell you right now, nobody wants that debt. So leave behind wealth and let people be happy to have something that they can build on and leave down. It's what you do today, black people, that's going to make a difference tomorrow, 100 years from now. What you're going to do when you start investing and you build wealth for yourself, and it's not a pipe dream, is going to help your great-great-great-grandchildren, just like the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Mellons, the Morgans, all of them. They're still living off the fat of what somebody else did 100 years ago. And that's how you want your family to be. That should be your goal. So I challenge everybody to do it. And it's been my pleasure giving this presentation. I feel like this has been the best presentation I've ever given. And so I do thank you for purchasing it. If you ever want to communicate with me in my office, you can always email us at minorityinvestor@msn.com. I'll be more than happy to get back with you. I answer all emails personally. So make sure that if you have any questions, anything, make sure you do that and stay abreast of what we're doing with the organization, because we're doing some wonderful things. So again, thank you very much for tuning in. Don't be a consumer, be an investor. And I'll leave you with this. Those who don't have financial goals are doomed forever to work for those who do.